of ideas and signs. The consecration of the most fundamental realities by the primitive characters. The trinity of words, letters, and numbers. A philosophy simple as the alphabet, profound and infinite as the word. Theorems more complete and luminous than those of Pythagoras. A theology summed up by counting on one's fingers. An infinite which can be held in the hollow of an infant's hand. 10 ciphers and 22 letters. A triangle, a square, and a circle. These are all the elements of the Kabbalah. These are the elementary principles of the written word, reflection of that spoken word that created the world. Hebrew theology was divided into three distinct parts. The first was the law. The second was the soul of the law. And the third was the soul of the law. The law was taught to all the children of Israel. The Mishnah, or the soul of the law, was revealed to the Rabbanim and teachers. But the Kabbalah, the soul of the law, was cunningly concealed, and only the highest initiates among the Jews were instructed in its secret principles. According to certain Jewish mystics, Moses ascended Mount Sinai 3 times, remaining in the presence of God 40 days each time. During the first 40 days, the tablets of the written law were delivered to the prophet. During the second 40 days, he received the soul of the law. And during the last 40 days, God instructed him in the mysteries of the Kabbalah, the soul of the law. Moses concealed in the first 4 books of the Pentateuch the secret instructions that God had given him. And for centuries, students of Kabbalism have sought therein the secret doctrine of Israel. As the spiritual nature of man is concealed in his physical body, so the unwritten law, the Mishnah, and the Kabbalah is concealed within the written teachings of the Mosaic Code. Kabbalah means the secret or hidden tradition, the unwritten law. And according to an early rabbi, it was delivered to man in order that through the aid of its abstruse principles, he might learn to understand the mystery of both the universe about him and the universe within him. The origin of Kabbalism is a legitimate subject for controversy. Early initiates of the Kabbalistic mysteries believed that its principles were first taught by God to a school of his angels before the fall of man. The angels later communicated the secrets to Adam, so that through the knowledge gained from an understanding of its principles, fallen humanity might regain its lost estate. The angel Raziel was dispatched from heaven to instruct Adam in the mysteries of the Kabbalah. Different angels were employed to initiate the succeeding patriarchs in this difficult science. Tophiel was the teacher of Shem, Raphael of Isaac, Metatron of Moses, and Michael of David. Christian D. Ginsburg has written, "From Adam it passed over to Noah, and then to Abraham, the friend of God, who immigrated with it to Egypt, where the patriarch allowed a portion of this mysterious doctrine to ooze out. It was in this way that the Egyptians obtained some knowledge of it, and the other Eastern nations could introduce it into their philosophical systems. Moses, who was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt, was first initiated into it in the land of his birth, but became most proficient in it during his wanderings in the wilderness.